welcome to another episode of Dinks with Kinks. I am one of your co-hosts, John Dondero. Again, joining me tonight, the disembodied head of Mr. Shep.
Shepard, hello, everyone.
And tonight, we have a very special guest for our episode, Miss Auntie Amy. And there's her Twitter handle. We highly suggest you follow us on Twitter, at Dinks with Kinks, and follow Miss Auntie Amy, because she has a lot of awesome content. All right, so tonight, we are back live. Last week, we weren't live. We were pre-taped. And I'm excited to say we are back live with episode 4.
Yeah, pre-tape was awkward.
Pre-tape is very awkward. I like the interaction. But this is episode 4, PVC and leather. Something I think we all know a little bit about. We've all had those moments where we squeeze into the very tight leather pants that make our boys look good or our ladies look good. But it's more than just wearing the tight leather pants to the rock concert. There's a whole fetish behind this. I tell you what, we'll start this way. Miss Amy, you've had experience with PVC and leather, correct?
I have indeed. Over the 12 years of me working as a mistress and a sort of in the adult baby world, I've come across a lot of PVC and leather. Absolutely. And not all experiences are good, may I add as well.
Oh, absolutely. Well, with any fetish, there's always that very questionable moment. Yes. And Shep, have you ever slapped on some leather or some PVC?
Mine are on the leather because, you know, with me and the flogging and all the events and everything else, I needed the clothes that breathed more, and so I just couldn't do the leather much. I learned quickly.
Absolutely. Leather and PVC do not breathe. And, whew, it's like pulling off a sweat sock.
Yes.
Except it maintains all the moisture.
I was asked to wear, one of my clients wanted me to wear like these PVC kind of stockings, and they didn't have any holes in them to kind of drain everything out. And by the end of my session, and I think the session was only an hour long, my feet were like swimming pools. It was horrendous.
I have seen the latex, the PVC stockings. I've never seen them in person, but that was my first thought. Is do they drain? Like, is there a hole in the bottom to drain? Because I've worn pieces.
I think if you get like a high end, you know, spend a little bit more money on it, you can get stuff with like little wells in them, and it all drains out. But I didn't have that, and it was awful. Oh. I was sloshing around the place.
I'd be poking holes. I'd been like, boop. I'd have poked holes immediately. But I do think this is a very relatable fetish. I mean, I can say people in fetish gear like this, PVC look very awesome. I mean, this is our first picture. It's on the Wikipedia page. This is full, you know, PVC, what I call encasement. Mm-hmm. Now, usually with this fetish, it's what I call an add-on fetish. It usually goes hand-in-hand with other fetishes.
Yes.
Typically bondage, dominatrix is where you see it a lot. In the subdom. Of course, most fetishes we have found have about what we call sister fetishes or brother fetishes, where they're like, boy, I'm into this and this and this. And yes, you see it very commonly. It's usually like a very.
But that's common. What I love about it all, though. Everything is so, you know, you can say, oh, I've got a PVC fetish or I've got a leather fetish, but everything has got such a huge spectrum and it all kind of molds into one in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about it. It's like when I get different clients and, you know, I can have two people say they've got like, oh, a PVC fetish, but they're completely different fetishes in a sense, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no, absolutely. And I was talking about before the podcast, people are very precise about their kinks. Like, yes. The example I used was the shoe fetish. I knew somebody who had a boot fetish and a high heel fetish. Now, the other ones didn't like the other shoes. It was just those, even though they're both shoe fetishes. It's like, no, I am only high heels, or I am only boots. And I think with PVC, it's very much like, I like PVC. No, I like leather. No, I prefer latex. And this is also like very, and I left this out in the title, but when doing research, I found that it's also rubber, like rubberware, not just PVC, but they call themselves rubberists. Yes. Like that's what people with that fetish call the rubberist. And I'm like, that's awesome.
And the stuff you can get made as well in you know, any of these materials, you can go, there's you know, quite a few designers in London, and you can go and have like custom made suits done, you know, that can cost you £1,000, and you know, they can have like really sort of cartoony big pump up boobs that you can pump up, and just really out there crazy stuff.
Shepherd, I know what we're doing. We're going to England, and we're gonna buy you a suit.
Oh yeah, anytime. And
we're gonna give you the biggest cartoonish boobs ever.
I love that. Well, saying that though, I have got a client of mine who is absolutely crazy into latex and rubber, and he knows one of these designers who's quite big and travels the world, but obviously because of COVID, not kind of happening at the minute, but. He's actually going to do me a custom latex suit, any outfit of my choice. So any suggestions or ideas, then do let me know, because the Absolutely. More crazy and out there, the better. So,
and yeah. We always say, if you're watching if you're watching us live, you can chat, comment. I will read out your comments. You can ask questions of us or Miss Amy, and we will answer them all. We'll try to. But yeah, if you have requests, this is the place to get it. It's the live forum. I like this outfit right here, but my thought is when she is done with that shoot, she's probably going to smell worse than just, I can only imagine the smell that is produced if that room was anything above the, you know, freezing.
Yeah. And you can definitely tell that. Big difference between, you know, the leather fetish and the PVC rubber fetishes, because it takes a lot of dedication and
a lot of baby powder
to really do the leather and PVC. That's hard to get into.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing nothing but sweating in there.
Absolutely.
It's horrendous. And I tried like a rubbery kind of latexy top on the other day, and it had like peep holes where obviously your boobs can come out, and I got it over my head, and I, you know, when it kind of all rolls up at the back, and I couldn't get my arm up my back to roll it down, and I was on my own, and I was like, oh my god. And it took me about 20 minutes just to get this like vest type top on, and that's one big downside, isn't it, to these garments and things, is sometimes you actually need someone to dress you.
But here's a question for you there. Did you, on the inside of it, did you put a little bit of baby powder in there first?
Do you know what? It was my own fault, because I was being really lazy, and I thought, oh, it's just a vest, it'll be fine, I'll get it on. You know, I've done this a million times, and no. It was the biggest mistake ever.
Yeah, it's funny, the experiences I have with the PVC side of things, not for me doing it, but I learned a lot helping a very good close friend of mine who made or makes a lot of PVC type costumes, and so I've helped get in them and out of them at times. So
see, that could even be a fetish itself, you know. Getting in and out.
If it exists, it is absolutely a fetish somewhere. And the best part I love about this fetish, I find out, is you know, here on Dixie Kings, we are big proponents of pride and the LGBT community. I found out that there is, in fact, a pride flag for rubberists. This is the pride flag for the rubber pride flag, also known as the latex pride flag. It is used by members of the rubber and latex fetish community. It was designed
I love it.
In 1994 by Peter Tolos and Scott Motes. And I'm like, what? Oh, wow. How did I not know this? now my question is, Shep, we need to get us a pride flag. I think we should take pride in our podcast and make our own pride flag. But yeah, I was just blown away. I was like, okay, so this is actually like, it's been around for a long while and is very in depth. And you know, sometimes when you find these fetishes that we go into, you find that like, okay, this is a very klitsch fetish. Like, yeah, it's out there, but it's very rare to see somebody into it. But I just looking up, men, women, gay, straight people love their PVC. They love their latex. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
I think part of where this one really originates from is both a handful of media when you look at like superheroes and their shiny, you know, the old style comic books where everything was spandex typed on there. And you think about all the villains you see, they're always dressed in black shiny leather and it's really tight. And they feel kind of encased in there. And I think a lot of that drawn from like, you know, when you're a kid, of course, I want to be the villain.
Yeah, they always have the best outfits, don't they?
They really do. I'm going to tell you right now, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a villain. 100%. Yeah. I wanted to be Captain Hook.
Another great thing about having our particular guest coming to us from England is the fact that, and you correct me if I'm wrong, John, but historically, a lot of the you know, the leather fashion and also the PVC fashion really started up and kind of originated in Europe. And even
yeah, it's huge, isn't it? On this side of the pond.
I will say, when I was looking for content producers and people who did it, everybody was in England. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you.
We were a kinky lot over here.
Oh, absolutely. So if this, I will say this, and you know, we always have that place. If you want to find out more information, do yourself a favor. When COVID is over, travel to England. Yes. There's some kinky bastards over there, and they love their PVC.
Come to London and see me. We've got loads of shops in London to buy all this stuff. And yeah, absolutely loads of shops. And even in like mainstream shops now, I've noticed like we've got a shop over here called Primark. And people, you know, it's kind of like cheap sort of stuff, but it's okay, you know. And I've been in there shopping. I get like my socks and things like that in there. And I've seen like PVC skirts and wet look stuff. And it's kind of creeping in, you know, which is, I think, brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I think as we evolve in society, we're getting all the things that we thought were taboo, like growing up, are just becoming like mainstream. I mean, I work at a library and I know several librarians are covered in tattoos. 30 years ago, you'd have never seen that. Now, like, people are like, we shouldn't be ashamed of our freakiness. Let's be mainstream kink. And
definitely.
That is a double-edged sword.
I agree.
But no one can ever see my tattoos.
Why not? Where are they?
I have seen your tattoos, Shep.
Work-wise, no one knows about them because simply I'd have to be naked for you to see them because it starts at the top of my neck, goes all the way down past my thighs.
How old is this?
Entire back piece.
Have you seen the movie? What's that movie? It's got, it's Hannibal Lecter's in it. Anthony Hopkins. Red Dragon.
Yes.
Your tattoo
very much reminds me of that. The scene where he's completely nude and you see his giant back tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is very much it. Yes, Sean. We will take
your word. I've got loads of tattoos. I love tattoos.
All right, Shep. Get Britt to take a picture of it, and I'm going to send it to Miss Amy so she can see it.
I'll have to just look and see all the ones I have.
I've seen it all before.
Yeah, right. I've been on your Twitter page. I know what you've seen.
Yeah, come on.
And I will say this. If you're a fan of PVC, if you're a fan of adult baby, nurse fetish, Dominatrix, absolutely go to her Twitter page. It is just filled. A lot of that stuff blew my mind. Like, I was just like, whoa. Awesome.
And it's quite tame, you know. There's a lot more things that go on.
Oh, I'm sure. Like, I can only imagine if, like, you know, the stuff. I was like, ooh, what did they not post?
Even like the adult baby thing, the amount of people that I dress in PVC, like, you know, PVC rompers and PVC pants that go over nappies and things, you know, so the spectrum's huge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I was going to show some, like, let's see, I think it's third picture. The gay community, especially in America, we have really adopted the leather. We have even said leather daddy is a popular homosexual term, and I love that term. It's my favorite thing to say. I will never be a leather daddy, but God willing, you know, I'm friends with several.
And yeah, I like that. That's kind of cool. I haven't heard it over here, but yeah, no, I like it.
Yeah, they're called leather daddies, and they're freaking awesome. I love them. And of course, and that's one thing I love about this fetish, of course, you know, I have found that it really goes hand in hand with like bondage. You know, a lot of times you see like the cat suits and the bondage, and that's usually where I see my PVC because I'm a fan of bondage. And you know, I have my own fetishes and all that. And I was like, a lot of this PVC goes hand in hand with my kinks. I see them all the time. When I'm looking at my fetish stuff, and I'm like, oh, yeah, PVC is everywhere.
And also, so. As well, when you're saying, like, about PVC and latex and rubber and things and the bondage and the encasement, what I've found, I've obviously started wearing more and more because I get requested to wear it. And I've started, although you're covered and you have, you know, clothes on, you're still very, like, vulnerable in a way because it's like you're showing everything, even though you're covered. It's unforgiving, isn't it?
It is. It
puts you out there, even though you're dressed.
It's a transformation. Like, you know, what I was reading and stuff like that, it goes hand in hand with, like, a second skin. And it's very common in, like, transformation fetish. Like, I have transformed into something else in this, and I'm nude while wearing this outfit.
Yeah. And I love 100%. And also, it transfers your mind as well. Like what you're saying about like the superheroes. If you put like a tight PVC or, you know, whatever it is, suit on, or you become like invincible, or you feel invincible, don't you? I do anyway.
Yeah. I will say the many times I have tried it on, I don't feel invincible, but I feel like I would get a good laugh in a room, and that's what I was going for at the time. I can probably guarantee there's nobody out there who wants to see me fully latex out.
I want to see you.
All right, I tell you what. This is what we'll do. When we open back up, I will get a full latex suit, and I will personally tweet you pictures of me latexed out. And it'll be the best laugh you ever had. It's just like latex dad bod all day long.
What's wrong with a dad bod?
Nothing. I love my dad bod. I'm 100% about it.
Yeah.
But I will say this. That might, you know what? I think we have found a new fetish. Yeah. Latex dad bod.
I love them. They're great.
And of course, you know, one of my biggest fetishes was cross-dressing. I love cross-dressing. And it's very, PVC goes hand in hand with that as well. This is a picture. It's the riskiest picture I've shown on this podcast so far because you see man butt. And I actually, when I saw this picture, I was like, that's a nice butt. That's man butt. Cool. All right. He's rocking that PVC. He is a gorgeous man, and I love it. I love every second of that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And my, you know, as we've all been sort of in lockdown, haven't we? Then obviously gained a few pounds because I've not been out exercising.
Like absolutely.
And it holds it all in as well, doesn't it? It gives you a nice shape, even if you put on a few pounds here and there.
I will say it does take me from dad bod to post-COVID dad bod, and I like that.
Yeah, and so that gives a good point of it has to show a level of comfort in yourself because you know what this is going to accentuate and everything else, so it's good that people can that wear this are also kind of accepting themselves because they know it's not going to hide anything. It's all going to be out there. So that's a good way to look at it too.
Yeah. And it's a great way to build confidence and comfort. And I think right now we should probably go into the safety of it. That's a good trend way to, if you want to try this yourself, there's some things you should definitely know. If you're going to strap on some PVC, some tight latex or leather, please, you'll thank me later. Have talcum powder, baby powder handy.
Yes.
Host yourself in that. And because the one time you don't, you'll go, man, I should have listened to that podcast.
And there's also, I think, is it dressing oil you can get as well? For the rubber and latex stuff.
And that
I've heard is quite good.
That is actually very handy for the hairy individuals like myself. If I were to strap on some latex, that stuff does not slide like you think it does. You think it's all slippy slidey, just slide on like a glove. I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to pull every hair you have as it comes up.
If you I was going to say, do you get a back sack and crack wax at the same time?
Very slowly
at that.
You can't let your PVC get into any kind of dry places, or else it'll just dry out and start cracking. You got to keep it.
Yeah.
And store it properly, and I think even get it a little rubbed down with the proper lubes and stuff.
Yeah, you got to feed it, haven't you? Like leather and things like that. Yeah. You got to keep it well looked after.
This is not something you ball up in the closet floor after you're done wearing it. You want to. It will dry up and crust. And like I said, this is one of the safer fetishes that you don't really have to worry about too much. You always want to watch your circulation if you put on something too tight.
Yeah, and heating as well. You know, if it's summer or, you know, it's hot, you know, look after yourself. And you're, you know, are you overheating? Because you may be having so much fun, you might not realize that you are actually overheating. And keep yourself hydrated because you are going to sweat.
Oh, yes, you will sweat. You will sweat like you've never sweat before. And you will have a firm understanding about how much you do actually sweat. Like I've worn liquid latex for face makeup before, and I wore a full face one. And by the end of it, you know, you don't realize how much sweat comes out of your body until you've collected it all over the course of a couple hours. And then you're like,
that hour I did in those stockings, I was absolutely so shocked by the amount of fluid that I literally poured it out like it was a jug.
Right, poured it out into the tub. It's like, oh.
Yeah. I was like, where did that come from, you know? So I should have gotten scales. I would have been probably quite a few pound lighter, actually.
Oh, that would be funny to weigh your sweat after wearing. Shep, I think we have another science project to do.
Oh, my.
Yeah, weigh yourself before, and then obviously weigh yourself after and see if you do lose anything.
Yeah, but yeah, and that you want to make sure you stay cool in cool areas, which hopefully you will do anyway. You want to check your circulation with wearing any type of tight accoutrements. You want to make sure you're not cutting off circulation because you will pinch veins that you're not realizing you're pinching, and that could lead to danger. Again, you have to properly maintain your PVC and leather. You have to give it the good rubs on and off your body. I highly suggest if you're going to rub your PVC down on the outside, wear it while you do and film it and put it on Pornhub. so we can all see. But
yeah,
you have to take
that.
Yeah, but take care of the inside of it as well. You know, rub yourself down on the inside to make sure it stays comfortable, because if PVC cracks and it cracks on the inside, you'll know it.
I'm going to turn mine inside out and let it air out for a bit as well.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it gets stinky as well, won't it?
I think the listeners or viewers like to also really know something because of the fact it is so much more accepted and widespread and like more mainstream over there than it still is over here.
Yeah.
People might actually like to know some of your recommended resources.
Right. So, I mean, a lot of stuff I started off with, I got online via a place called Honor. I don't know if you guys have that over there. Do you know Honor?
I can look it up. That's why I keep the internet right here.
So they're really good, you know, to start off with, and you can get some really cool stuff on there, and it's really reasonable as well. So that's the sort of thing I normally go for work purposes.
Let's see. Here we go. Anna, Shop at Anna, Leading UK. Yeah, I think we could probably have this shipped here.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. But yeah, no, they're really good. And I, you know, though they're sort of the cheaper end, they're great for starting out. And I've always found their stuff pretty good. You know, I've never had any problems with it. And it's, you know, served its purpose. But I've got a list of shops here, but they are in London. But again, they may ship or be doing online stuff now, especially with the COVID going on, because, you know, everywhere's up in the air, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And again, when shopping, try your local, I know in America we have like Adam and Eve's and sex stores here. Start looking there, because you can usually find. Now, I will say, when you're getting more in depth to this fetish, you'll definitely want to get stuff made for your body. But yeah, I think starting out, most sex stores will sell some sort of type of PVC something.
And because over here we've got like Ann Summers, you know, that even they do stuff. I don't know if you have Ann Summers over there, or, but again, it's like, you know, your little sex shop that's quite popular, and you can get loads of stuff online. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think we have that over here, but we do.
Probably be like our Red Door or Adam and Eve.
Yeah, Red Door, Adam and Eve is our version of that. So.
So great places to start, because, you know, hopefully they'll be kind of, you know, I don't know what their prices are like compared to ours over here, but, you know, if they're quite low price and that, great place to start, and it's not going to hurt your pocket either.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe some people listening are in England, so you're helping them out now.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, because we've had a lot of retweets of the announcement you being on there, but I feel like a lot of them are in England, so they're probably going to be watching it tomorrow when they wake up. They're going to be like, I didn't say it. I was going to say it for the live stream, but it's 2 a.m. So luckily this video does stay live on the Twitch and the YouTube, so all they have to do is look at the tweet that you're tagged in, and they'll be able to watch it. And then, of course, if you are watching live right now, feel free to ask us questions. You know, we're opening up to questions. Sean wants me and Shep to take a road trip to London. I say, Shep, let's get in the car.
You should.
We'll drive there. Yes. We got this. I know a shortcut. It's right under the ocean.
Well, once it's all settled, come over and I'll show you around London.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Shep, let's go to London. I've actually always wanted to go to London. And if it's for sexy podcast reasons, that's even better. That's like bucket list times two.
Oh, I can take you to some amazing shops in London. I've got a whole list here, from high end to hardcore to middle of the road stuff to pretty kooky place.
Don't let my other half hear that, because he hears England or anything location-related Europe-wise, she'll be dragging me there.
Well, she won't have to drag you there. I will already be dragging there. She'll have to tag along.
Yes. She loves all things historical in Europe, England. Loves all the documentaries and such.
I've actually always wanted to get to England.
To all the places.
Oh, wow, yeah, we've got some crazy history.
Oh, absolutely. So let's see.
Yeah, bring her along.
Yeah. Of course. There's no way me and Shep are getting to England and not bringing our other halves. that won't fly. They're like, oh no, you're going to that wonderful place? We're coming too.
We shouldn't go back if we went.
If we went without them, we'd be permanent residents. We would no longer be allowed back in our country. It would not be safe.
We would be back out alive.
So I think we haven't had any questions so far about the PVC kink, but I think we'll get a lot later in the day when your side of town
wakes up
and watches. Yeah. And I'm excited to see comments. And like I said, if you go on our YouTube channel, if you're watching this, the video version, you go on our YouTube channel, if you make a comment, it will still pop up in my feed and we can get it out too. Of course, we love answering stuff and we love hearing from people. It's probably why we do this podcast, is to kind of get back out in the kink world.
I'll try and answer anything best I can. So,
And I would say,
if you've got any questions.
Let's see. Shep, do we have any questions for our guests? I'm trying to think.
Oh, nothing further there, because, I mean.
I think you've done a really good job.
Like I said, it's just been really, really cool having you on, period. And,
I definitely want to bring you back because I know we have our fetish wheel, and I know we're eventually going to hit one of the other fetishes you specialize. It's bound to happen. And now that I already know you, I'm like, well, I know somebody who knows this. When we do adult baby, I'm going to call Amy.
Yeah. And also, I'll send you about the rubber fetish as well, because I've got my very own little gimp that when I told him about what I was doing, he's like, oh, I need to go on there and I can wear all my rubber. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure they would love that. So.
We would love that. Oh, see, we have unknown man. Hello, unknown man. He said hi.
Hi.
That's what. Hi. Feel free to ask any questions while we're here. He just said, hi, Dick.
Aww.
I like it. All right, cool. Really adding to that conversation.
Maybe he meant dink.
Dink? Maybe. he autocorrected dink to dick. I'll take it. It's cool with me. We're a fresh podcast. That's fine, yeah. We'll get weird with it. Unknown man, you have no idea. We'll take dick and run.
Yeah, and maybe in a different episode we can go back to that comment that came up earlier, how you, over in England there, you really haven't seen any or interacted or met any male doms. And yet I was saying here, you know, like I said, seems like the male doms are a lot more commonplace here.
Yeah. I mean, I know they're out there here, and I know, you know, we do have them, but in the 12 years I've worked as a mistress and that, I've not met many male doms, but that'd be great. I might even try and stick the feelers out this end in the UK and see what I can come up with.
Oh, wow.
Do a bit of research.
Cool.
Yeah.
So maybe one of our future episodes, if we get to have you back, we can delve more into that, because I thought that was really...
That actually does blow my mind.
Yeah, no, I'd love to.
Because I think on our wheel, we do have sub and dom as a thing, and it would be good to get a good perspective on the differences of like where you're living, depending, because like I've traveled around a lot, and yeah, it's typically I see male doms, female subs, but I have met female doms. I know several, but it's because I work in that industry and you meet people. But it's definitely.
Always like male subs, and so it's like a complete reversal. But then again, maybe it's because of the circle I'm mixing with, and I don't know. So that's actually made me kind of wonder and want to find out myself now a bit more about it in the UK. So yeah, thank you for that.
No, thank you for bringing that to our attention, because we're just like, what?
And maybe a good resource for your research might actually be a website. FetLife.com.
Have you ever been to FetLife?
I know it.
Okay, yeah.
See, there you go. I mean, that's
I'm going to track you down. We're going to become friends on there.
So yeah, now I'll have to have a look at the groups and things and get chatting to some people and see what I can find out.
Especially nice leather PVC groups, all mm-hmm. types.
If you see the Dondero on there, I will track you down on there and totally add you as a friend. Be like, I know this person. Ha ha.
Yeah, I am.
Because I always feel weird adding friends.
Yeah. Mistress Amy 74 on there, so look me up.
I definitely will, and I'm the Dondero, as always, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Now, the first thing I want to ask is, do you have any fetishes you would like to add to our wheel of fetishes? And I'm going to bring that up right now. Because it's time. Is that time of day that we want to see? Now, I know there's one on there that you do that we haven't added.
What's that?
The adult baby. It's not on our wheel.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, no, add that because it's brilliant.
I absolutely will. And now that I've seen your page, I'm like, we do need, so we're going to go adult baby.
Yeah. And again, it seems to be bigger in Europe and England from what I'm gathering. All right, which is another, you know, why is that? That would be exactly my question.
And it's because we say mom here and you guys say mum over there, and mum is so much sexier than mom.
Yeah, I mean, I lived in New York for 5 years when I was a kid, and I obviously we spell it completely different as well. Yeah. So I had to kind of get used to having to learn to spell things differently. And
gosh, no, the English language is trash. It's trash.
It is garbage. But I can say yeet now, and I'm happy about that. I like the word yeet. Still don't know what it means, but I yell it all the time. Yeet!
And yeah, no, just no.
Yes,
I think as well, like as you're saying with the adult baby thing and the nanny thing, I think England is quite well known, isn't it, for having like strict nannies and, you know, actually, like Mary Poppins and things like
that. Well, I mean, you know.
Listen, I'm not going to say I didn't have a crush on Mary Poppins growing up.
Historically and everything.
Yeah. So I think maybe that might have a reason to it, I guess.
Like we're catching up in some things.
We are, you know, America. We're still young. We're still very far behind, and we just don't know. All right, so I have added adult baby to our wheel.
Good, and again, the spectrum to that is just huge. You know, there's no specific. You know, this is how it is. It's just massive. It's fascinating.
I think that's probably the best and worst thing about this podcast is we don't go all night long. And we could. Every fetish we've done. We could talk about this all night. But we have to cram it all in there. And I'm like, we never get enough. So I guarantee every episode we've done, there's going to be a part two as we dive deeper into it. So
yeah, so maybe as we finally start thinning the wheel out, we can add originals back but have a part two beside it.
Absolutely. And I always try to, I think I'm going to start doing this from now when we have a guest and be like, do you want to add a fetish to our wheel? And that may be how we get the repeat fetishes, because we'll just be like, oh, we've done it, but we're going to add it back to the wheel because that means we can do episode two. So and here we go.
Maybe for many out there, Auntie Amy is their fetish.
You listen, I've seen her Twitter, and yes, I guarantee she is several people's fetishes. I've seen your followers. They are all about it, and I love it, and that makes me so happy. I love seeing just like that type of just like you make me feel better being who I am, and to that I salute you.
And that's another side to it as well. You know, I've just reopened my Twitter probably a few months ago after closing my old one down, and the response I've had has been really good, and some people, you know, whether it's via Twitter or whether I see them in person, for some it's therapy. They may have had like a traumatic experience as a child or for whatever reason. And for some, it really turns their lives around.
Absolutely.
So I love being part of that as well, because I genuinely enjoy helping people. And I can't thank them enough. I've had so many lovely messages off everybody off Twitter, so I've got to say thank you, and I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, and we thank you for, you know, doing the job that you do and doing it so well that you make people feel comfortable. Because the one thing we talk about, we didn't talk about this episode because I don't think it's applies as much to this fetish, but a lot of fetishes aren't just about sex; it's about mental comfort, de-stressing, meditation. Like when we did the bondage episode, of course, we talked about like some people, they don't get aroused by being tied up. They get relaxed.
Yeah.
The same thing can be go to the PVC and even the leather.
Absolutely.
Feel that tight wrapping that's really tight and secure.
Oh, yeah. And one thing we didn't talk about, there's a smell to it.
Yeah. You know, the smell, and especially things like leather and. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a horsey person. I've grown up with horses, and my, you know, big thing, and I remember even as a kid walking into a tack room and just getting that waft of that leathery smell.
Absolutely.
And that's always stuck with me. It's amazing.
And I think those little triggers like that are like part of the thing, because when I was reading about it, they said that they put special additives in a lot of the PVC and leather that you wear to have a stronger and longer lasting smell, because that is part of the sensation, not just the wearing it or having someone wear it for you, but embracing it and smelling it. And it just, because smell triggers so much of, you know, mental stimulation.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, it does. It just stimulates the whole all the senses, as you say, even like the sound of it, the touch, the smell, everything. And even like, I love the way that the light hits it as well, how shiny it is.
I love shiny. I'm a raccoon.
I'm a magpie, so I love all sparkly things.
Yeah, same. You know, as I say at every episode, you know, I'm no secret to having the pantyhose fetish because I love just the shiny and the softness. I didn't get so much into latex because, like, it's a very different feel. It's not a bad feeling. It's just very firm. And, like, you know it's there. It's very slick and...
And it makes a great sound when you're spanking someone as well.
It does. It claps like... No, I can say this and it will make sense. That shit slaps. Yeah. I've always wanted to say that. Because that's what the young people are saying. That shit slaps.
And it's true.
And this one, it's the most accurate you could ever say it. All right, let's spin our wheel of fetish to see what we're talking about next week. Oh, let it be something fun. It's all fun. We're all going to win.
What is it?
It's my fetish.
Pantyhose nylons. That's all you.
Yeah, it's all me. I think we still need to get a guest. We got to get somebody who does it, but I know I can tell you, I don't even have to do research on that one.
I already know all this stuff. There's loads of people out there.
That's actually, you know, when I tell people about it, I never get weird looks because it's such a common one. Like, it's right there up, and people don't realize it, that it's a fetish. Like, I'll tell some people who are just not that kinky that it's a fetish, and they're like, what? And I'm like, you have no idea how common it is.
Yeah, it's huge.
It is super big. But it's one of those things where people don't realize that it is.
Yeah, no, I mean, I see a guy, he comes and he puts them on, like, obviously, over his head and puts his arms through the legs, so I make a complete bodysuit for him.
Oh yeah, encasement. I have I could talk about it. Shepherd, do I have permission to show that picture on our podcast that you just sent me?
I was trying to find one.
Okay, absolutely. We have a picture.
I recently got a new phone, so my
I understand
pictures
that.
Are all missing. So
let's see. I'll save this picture and I
That's
will.
One.
I will add it to the podcast so our viewers can see the headless. The disembodied head of Shepherd as he's doing his thing, being amazing.
And I'm jealous because I can't see this.
Oh, you're about to. We're about to put it in to the conversation. That is our Mr. Shep doing what he does best.
A little shiny on that, huh?
It is a little shiny, but I like it. That's a good tattoo. That is, in fact, Shep flogging somebody on the spider web. And look what she's wearing.
Mm-hmm.
PVC.
Ooh.
So there we go. It ties it all together. And we have come full circle into this fetish. And that's awesome. Now, before we go, I do want to say we have a brand new t-shirt out in our merch store.
Oh, my.
Shep, you're going to like this one. I'm going to put the link up, so if you want it, all you have to do is go to iMerch, and of course, I always post it on Twitter as well. We have a shirt for gamers. It's called, my gaming safe word is pineapple, except we spell it like a, here, I'll actually throw it into the feed, because I'm quite proud of this shirt.
Look at that.
Let's see.
My sons are big gamers.
Oh.
So are we. We game. We actually started streaming through gaming, and we loved it. And I was like, "Well, we need to go back and do more other stuff." But here we go. Bam. My gamer safe word is _P_NE@symbol PP -E_X. Which is a play on Yeah, it's a gamer shirt, but we always make a joke that our safe word is pineapple. And this is, I was like, this is how a gamer would spell pineapple, 100%. And have their safe word.
I'm going to have to nick that off you and use it as my safe word. when I'm working.
Absolutely. Because whoever says pineapple, unless, you know, that's your thing. And if that's your thing, I suggest using mangoes as your safe word.
Mangoes?
Yeah.
I prefer pineapple.
I like pineapple too. Pineapple is absolutely my favorite safe word, because I can't think of a time I would say pineapple during the intimate moments of lovemaking.
No.
Well, no. Unless we're like doing the food thing and there's pineapple there.
There you go. It's another fetish, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's going on our wheel. I actually have a backlog of stuff that when our wheel gets smaller, I'm going to start adding stuff to it, but telling no one. But so far, I'm pretty excited. Thank you so much for coming out, Miss Amy. We're going to let you go because we know it's late there.
I've had fun. It's something to speak to you guys as well.
And it's now what, 3 a.m.?
It's 3 a.m., so I want everyone who viewed this to realize that not only is Miss Amy just a fantastic dom, she also cares about this to such a degree she stayed up to 3 a.m. to talk about it. So you can't get more awesome than that. So thank you. Thank you so much. Everyone, thank you for watching. Well, I think we're all ready for sleep. So remember to follow us on Twitter. Follow Miss Auntie Amy on Twitter at, you know, AB_Auntie. She has some fantastic stuff on there, and I'm sure she would love to talk. And of course, we're always free for messages. We love to talk. We talk kink all day long. You guys have a great night.
Thanks again, everyone.
Thanks again. And we will see you next week.
See you later.